Welcome you to the second hour of our extended 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website. That would be MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen upper left and then Listen Online, and you'll be all set to stream the show. And it is a glorious Sunday morning here in the great Pacific Northwest. It's the first Sunday of July, so it's Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And speaking of that and helping our animal friends, doing an incredible job servicing all the animals in India, that would be the president, founder, I call her the chief cook and bottle, chief cook and bottle washer of helpanimalsindia.org. That would be Eileen, and she is joining us this morning. Good morning, Eileen, and welcome back to Animal World.
Hey, good morning, happy full moon, everybody, because it's tomorrow morning, our time.
Oh, wow. I with the holiday and all that coming up, I had forgotten about that. So we're in full moon energy, too?
Oh, yeah. And in India, it's called Guru Purnima. It's a day to give thanks and worship the gurus or your teachers. So it's a very, very important holiday there.
And I didn't know that. Is that every full moon, Eileen, or just this one?
No, this full moon.
This particular one is special?
Yeah, it's the Guru's full moon, and it's if you're in Pacific time, like we are, it's 7:39 a.m. tomorrow morning, so if you can't sleep tonight with everything else going on, that's why. So we have a big, beautiful full moon out there.
Well, yeah, that can make for an interesting 4th of July coming up here. You know, the full moon energy is really powerful, and this one sounds like a extra special, powerful full moon. And I had not heard that before. I did not know that. So,
yeah, we'll have to... a good time to pray for peace.
Oh, yeah, well, we definitely need to do that for sure. But it's also a time to honor your spiritual foundation and teachers and that sort of thing.
Yes, that's what they do on this full moon called Guru Purnima.
All right. So for anyone who might just be tuning in and hasn't heard you before, tell us about Help Animals India and what you're all about.
Well, Help Animals India is a USA based nonprofit. And anyone who goes to India or knows about India knows that there's a lot of animals that need our help there. And due to the knowledge we have here and the strength of the dollar, we can do a lot with giving donations, training, advice. And it's not that people don't care about animals in India. They're just overwhelmed with the number and all the problems with humans. So all the needs are so great. So we can all pitch in and do our part and really help and change lives for the better and inspire people, inspire the young people to do better and just tell people there's something they can do. Apathy is mostly ignorance. Gee, I didn't know I could do something. I want to help. How do I help? And so that's what our group does. And so we support many groups throughout India. We have two main projects, but otherwise we give small grants to many other groups throughout India and Nepal as well.
Yeah, that's what I really love about what you've set up, Eileen, and how it works, because you truly spread the wealth around, so to speak, and help all kinds of different animals and different organizations, because there's so many in need, as you're talking about, in the country. I know you always astound me with a statistic. There's something like 33 million street dogs, which seems overwhelming to me, but there's also a feral cat population. But then we're talking India, so we have monkeys too. There's elephants. There's a lot of animals that we don't necessarily know much about over here, have to deal with, but they can require help in India. So you said, Eileen, that you focus on two main things, and what would those be?
Well, I set up this charity to be an adjunct and a help to all the different groups. However, somehow we started the project in the most ancient city of the world, called Varanasi, also called Benares, and that's on the river Ganges, and a very holy city where actually people in India want to go to die because they feel they'll get a great blessing there. So it's called Varanasi, but the situation, it's very, very poverty-stricken place, and the situation for the animals is not good. So when I visited, and somehow it all came together, so that's our main project. And we have a website, Varanasi for Animals, and it has my story on it, how I came there. So that's the one project that we're totally committed to. And I have to raise $60,000 a year just for that.
And, wow.
But that's the whole, they do spay and neuter for 20 street dogs a day, year in and year out. And then you do all the rescue that goes on, and people bring in animals for treatment, and then we also have a mobile van that goes out to the villages. And I was there last September, and I cut the ribbon on the van. So all the poor people can come. These people, maybe they just live in a shack. These are not, we call them houseless. They've lived in these little shacks, really, for generations, and that's all they have. And maybe they found a dog. And as Martha, it's not just rich people who care about animals.
Right.
And sometimes the poor people care about them more because they have sympathy for what they go through. If they're on the street and hungry and scared. And so they take them in, but how do they spay and neuter the dog or cat, or how do they treat the injury? Because there's a lot of injuries, go on, especially from the traffic. And you're talking 1.3 billion people in a country less than the size of ours. So it's the most populated nation on earth right now. So, the animals sometimes get the short end of the stick. So we can help as we can, and there's lots of groups helping. We just have the name that Help Animals India, and now we're getting inquiries from all over India. Please help my dog, please, and so we actually do have a volunteer who answers these inquiries and just helps them as they can.
Wow.
I mean, obviously, we can't be everywhere.
So you said when, you know, there's two main things that you, projects or places that you work with and help. And you said one is, you know, the Varanasi, Benares. What's the other one?
Well, the elephants.
The elephants. Okay. All right.
Yeah. And as you know, we have the five elephants now. When we started, just with one. And each elephant arriving is a big deal, and you have to, you know, fight to get them out of their conditions and have the court involved in some situations. You know, if you follow the elephants, you know, in this country, that they get out of zoos or you know, abusive conditions, you know that how difficult that is. So now we have five, and hopefully you're going to get a total of eight.
Wonderful, wonderful. And what part of India is the elephant sanctuary in?
They're in South India, and near the city of Bangalore or Bengaluru, and that's a high-tech city. So, you know, they do get some support locally, but elephants are expensive. So, you know, of course, at least $1,000 a month. Per elephant, which is compared to what it costs here for the elephants, you know, not much.
But you've said in the past that our American dollar is worth a lot more in India than here. So our money goes a long way to help. Is that correct?
Yes, because we can hire a shelter worker for only a little over $100 a month. And that's a good salary for them, and they can even support a family on that. Wow. And they can have a job where they're being kind to animals. So, you know, it's more than just employment. It's also spreading the knowledge of how to help animals. And then a veterinarian salary, nowadays it's maybe up to $800 a month. But, you know, still that's a lot less than it is here. And every other expense is very low, except for land. Land can be expensive because there's just a limited amount of it. So right now there's a group that we're trying to help get a shelter for. And, you know, these are many, many different forces involved in the fundraising. We'll just be part of it. Because we did get this group. It's in what's called West Bengal or near Calcutta. People maybe have heard of Calcutta through Mother Teresa's work. And we did get a van for them, and a van or an ambulance that cost about $8,000. And we got that, so they're out rescuing the animals, but they don't really have places to keep them, and they need a clinic. So, you know, the shelter is one thing, but, you know, you don't want to just keep collecting animals. So you want to, you know, get the animals back out in the community where they have some people taking care of them. So they might, you know, the concept of it being just their own dog or their own cat, maybe that might not be so strong. But they're like, oh, yeah, you know, I feed this animal. And that's why we call them community dogs, community cats. So maybe they're considered part of the neighborhood. And so if something happens to them, there are interested people who will want to care for them, and you know they don't want to see them suffering. So in India everything's just. Well, first of all, you know, it's mostly a warm country, although that's another subject is, you know, the heat. But, a lot is just out on the street. So people do have pets, but mostly in the cities. But otherwise, it's just everything's, very fluid. So a lot of animals are on the street that you'll see.
Yeah, and you've really had your work cut out for you because... there have been so many things to educate people about and bases to cover over there. Like, you know, you're just really getting going on the spaying and neutering, you know, for dogs and now for cats. You know, there are feral cat issues, and I think you're also working on doing more of the TNR, or the trap neuter release with the cat situations.
Right.
But then
we finished a project in Nepal, and in India they call it animal birth control, or ABC. And in Nepal they're calling it CVNR. Catch, vaccinate, neuter, and release.
Okay.
So there's two new terms. ABC.
Well, because speaking of vaccinate, is that rabies is a much bigger problem there, isn't it?
Yeah, the battle for against rabies is ongoing, and rabies is a terrible disease, and there are some cities that have been declared rabies free, but you don't want any a child had gotten a rabies and died recently,
so
everyone's up in arms about the street dogs, you know, just kill them all. And it's actually illegal to kill the dogs, but it goes on anyway, and so there's a huge battle between the people who love the dogs and tolerate them, and those who don't want to see any dogs on the street. Now, our country, we had, and some areas we still have, you know, down in New Mexico, or you know, in they have street dogs. So, you know, we had them in our country, and now people would be alarmed to see dogs running around the street.
Yeah, of course. When I grew up in Seattle, it was normal. We didn't have leash laws and stuff, but boy, has life changed in all these years. Anyway, looking at the clock, let's stay on schedule. We've got to take care of advertisers, so we're going to do that at the moment, and then we will continue with Eileen, and we'll find out what's going on over in India that we need to know about this month, and how can we help? So stay right where you are, everybody. More with Eileen and Help Animals India coming up straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Does your dog or cat have a health or mobility problem that is not responding to standard veterinary care? Are you looking for a non-medical alternative? I'm Nels Rasmussen, retired chiropractor and spiritual healer. I've helped people and pets all over the world to get their happy, active lives back when nothing else has worked. To learn more, go to healingministryforanimals.com. Go to healingministryforanimals.com now.
Hi, this is Marilyn Milano. If you love animals, then please check out my new show, Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays from 9 to 9:30 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150. I'll be talking with rescue groups, animal advocates, and other organizations that help animals, sharing their stories and giving our listeners some tangible ways in which they can help make a difference. That's Love Has Many Faces, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150, raising awareness, touching hearts, and saving animals' lives.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email, or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are almost midway through the second hour of our extended 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We heard from our wonderful healing practitioner, Dr. Nels Rasmussen. He does the best in neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset stuff, and you can check him out at healingministryforanimals.com, healingministryforanimals.com. He always does a free telephone conversation about you and your animal friends if you would like to chat with him about how he could help them. You can also check out his YouTube channel, which is just Nels Rasmussen. Check out the incredible before and after videos of, you know, paralyzed animals. He works with them and how without drugs or surgery, they're up and walking and normal after a few treatments with Dr. Nels. Absolutely amazing. He can help with physical problems, with emotional or behavioral issues. We work with each other all the time. And he's got the Rasmussen Reset program, Do It Yourself at Home, is available through the website. So check him out. healingministryforanimals.com, and know that, mark your calendars, next week Dr. Nels and Sister Linda are in the studio with us to take your phone calls and do free remote treatments for you or your animal friends. And of course, you do something wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on. We'd love you to join our Animal World family of advertisers. All you got to do if you're interested is shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Alrighty then, we are in the middle of chatting with Eileen from Help Animals India, and let's get back to our conversation. Good morning again, Eileen.
Hey, good morning.
And so what's going on this month? Anything in particular that we need to know about?
Well, as I can say, you know, a lot is always going on. But and our website, we have a link on the top. It's called Get Educated. And you can learn about all the different ongoing situations, learn about the dogs, the cats, the cattle. And speaking of the cows, I was in Nepal at what's called Buddha's Birthplace back in September for our conference. We had the Himalayan Vegan Conference there, and we went there to Buddha's birthplace, and it was really incredible experience. However, somehow the other provinces nearby feel that they can dump their unwanted dogs and cows there because they think, the Buddhists won't kill them. So, you know, cows, if they stopped giving milk, or the male calves, they're unwanted because maybe the people they're not going to be eaten right there. So they dumped all these cows there, and I saw them myself. So there were like 100 cows just kind of standing around in this muddy flat, and it was so sad because I could tell they were basically bewildered and leaderless. And we have another group that we help, where it helps a lot of the cows. They have a link on their website about cows are their own community and how they are, you know, nations unto themselves. So here were these cows that were basically didn't know what to do. So we are funding a group called Animal Nepal now. And they're going to do spay and neuter for the dogs. And this includes giving a ear notch, the same that we do for our feral cats here, so that the dog will be permanently known to have, I call them a graduate of the ABC program. They've graduated, they've been spay and neutered and vaccinated for rabies, and they generally give the three-year vaccine for the rabies. So they'll have to be vaccinated in another 3 years. So that's for the dogs. Now for the cows, some of the groups, they do neuter the males. But
Neuter the male cows, huh?
Yeah, but as they always say when it comes to a situation, there's always going to be someone to get a female pregnant. So it's mm-hmm. not really a solution. So they set up these sanctuaries, and they're called goshalas. Gau, it's spelled G-A-U, means cow. Shala means house. They set up these goshalas where the cows can live peacefully, but they're separated according to sex is a better situation. So they you know, you don't have more.
So they aren't reproducing.
Yeah, more than to take care of. So that's and it's called Animal Nepal. So we're funding that project for the whole year.
Well, and aren't cows kind of revered in India? Aren't they thought of as a sacred animal?
Well, if you go on our website, we have a link explaining all that. I hope you will, Martha, because the cows, as in ancient times, were revered because not only not for their meat, but for their other products. That was milk and they make the ghee, and actually they use the urine for pesticide, and just admired as the cow is the most loving mother. And, you know, she cares for her baby. But, you know, nowadays, not everyone is part of that religion. And the young people, you know, are not following that. So the cows are taken off and slaughtered in many states. It varies according to state. So in some states, it's actually illegal to kill a cow still. But, you know, that's not all over. So then they're trucked away in very cruel trucks, you know, tied up. And, you know, it's not good the way, you know, it's a far cry from humane farming, if that even exists, you know, because those cows are killed also. So, you know, that's on our website, and it just explains all about the cows. So,
well, and I just have to say, I mean, your website is just incredible. It's one of the best that I've ever seen. And you've got it's just a wealth of information and to get educated and so forth. You know, I don't know what we can say to motivate you guys to get to the website. And when you're there, sign up for the newsletter.
Yeah, you just put in that email address, and it's just once every 2 months. I'm doing one in mid-July, and I'm going to have a photo of the new ambulance that we just funded. And it's in the state of Kashmir, and there's basically been nothing since, nothing recently for animals there. So, you know, very proud of that vehicle. So I'll have a photo of that in the new email newsletter coming out in mid-July.
Yeah, and Eileen's newsletters are equally fantastic, just like the website is. But I know a lot of times, you know, this kind of goes in one ear and out the other. And, you know, we don't have time to make ourselves follow through on this. But, boy, it really is worth it to go to helpanimalsindia.org and see this incredible website. And, you know, if any of this is triggering an interest in knowing more about the animals and what goes on over there and the history, you know, I just ask a couple simple questions, and what does Eileen have to say? Well, all of that is explained on the website. There's all kinds of great information. So it's really important that you go there and check it out, because it's really fascinating, and coupled with incredible photographs and so forth. So you can actually feel like you're there and really learning almost hands on.
Well,
so
India,
thank you for
it,
that.
You know, it's more than just about the animals. It's about learning about ahimsa, and now ahimsa means harm, and A means without harm. So, you know, that's what, you know, Mahatma Gandhi taught, and so, you know, there's just the spirit of India is generally about peace, and all those teachings that we're attracted to through, you know, the groups that you're involved with, Martha. So it's really learning, you know, the whole world view and how animals fit into it, you know, in what we call the peaceable kingdom. and not non-harming. Now, the problem with the non-harming, it's great, you know, if you don't have the non-harming, but, you know, we have to add the helping also because, you know, just, you know, not harming is part, you know, that's halfway there. We have to also lend a helping hand as we can.
Absolutely.
And that's what all the groups do. And learning how to do it because some of the places are what we would call a kind of a backward, you know, not very advanced in their knowledge of modern medicine. I mean, they do have traditional medicine, but, you know, for the animals, we really need the training of the modern vet, you know, how to do the spay-neuter and about the, you know, rabies disease. Some of the groups, they have programs where they go to the schools and teach the children how to interact, you know, with the street dogs, you know, don't interfere when they're eating, you know, so you don't get bitten. And then if you do get bitten, you know, what you have to do, you have to, you know, wash the wound right away and go to the doctor. And then they might not know that. And then, you know, once rabies it takes over, you know, it could be too late. So I was at one of the schools in Varanasi during my trip, and it was so sweet, you know, it was so much sweetness about India. So I walked into the school, and they're all wearing uniforms, and when the teacher comes into the classroom, all the children stand up, you know, and they go, "Yes, sir, yes, ma'am." So different than the standards now in our schools. So we gave a presentation, and I wanted to give something to all the children. So they just came up with all the kids would get a banana. So at least we did that.
Well, I really think that that's wonderful that they are doing programs now in schooling, or that, you know, to teach the kids, you know, how to interact with the animals and especially the street dogs and so forth. I know that in my practice as a behavior therapist and dog trainer, you know, I work with lots of families and their dogs, and, you know, I see lots and lots of families from India. And
right,
I've been really amazed. I think we talked a little bit about it last month, but I run into those people from India that absolutely love the dogs, and, you know, and helped, you know, care for them when they live there. But then there's another group that comes with a fear of dogs because they were not taught how to interact with the street dogs. And so they have a fear of dogs. And so I end up having to address that with a lot of them. So it's wonderful to hear that they are starting to incorporate education in school to the kids to teach them how to interact with these dogs.
Yeah. Well, it's only if our groups go, you know, go to the schools as a special program.
I'm glad you're doing that, though. It's real important.
Part of the curriculum. And then, you know, they grow up to be animal lovers, and, you know, we have to support them. And how do I relate to all these people growing up in India with street animals? Because, you know, I had them, and you had them also, it sounds like. So,
yeah.
You know, we want to. and these are, you know, so not everyone agrees with having the street animals, and can you go, you know, the children, can they play outside or ride their motorbikes without having a dog chasing them? So, you know, that's why we have to try and reduce the dog's population as we can. You know, it's a daunting task, but
no, it is a daunting task when you think about, just that statistic, 33 million street dogs. that's a daunting task.
Maybe it's 32 by now.
Yeah, let's hope. Okay, down to 32. But boy, I mean, that is a daunting task, but every little bit helps. And boy, you talked about that one place that was, spaying and neutering like 20 dogs a day. That's got to be making a little dent, at least in the area that they're working in.
Yeah, and now they're going out further into the other areas You know, the same is here with our feral cat project. You know, they pretty much helped most of Seattle. So now they're going out into Eastern Washington, or the animal shelters here. It's gotten pretty good here. So going down to Southern California, getting dogs, you know, from Mexico. And, you know, when I talk about India, you know, these are many, many countries like this. It's just that in India, we have the ability to help because the laws are there and the people want to help. And the concept of ahimsa exists. You don't even have that in many other countries. So, you know, you think about how can you help in a situation, you need the means and to do so, and you also need the favorable environment to do so. So, you know, you get a mixture of all that. So that's why I've been fortunate, you know, to start Help Animals India because of the interest. But, you know, the needs are overwhelming and everyone can help. When I first started, the dollar was worth 42 rupees. Now it's up to 82, twice as
much
dollars.
Wow, that's actually doubled. Yeah. Right. Well, that's incredible. So, well, that's folks, why the work that Eileen does and through Help Animals India and is so important. And if any of this has touched your heart and you can feel how much help is needed for the animals in India, this is a great way to contribute without having to have any concern about legitimacy or where your money's going. Because when you donate to Help Animals India, then Eileen oversees all of this and the funds are distributed appropriately to these different causes. But we know just without question, I donate once a month and I know I don't even have to think about it. I just know Eileen is spreading that money around to help those animals and I'm doing my little piece of help that I can. And I would just love it if the rest of you would get on the website helpanimalsindia.org and sign up for the newsletter. And if you can, make a little donation. And even better, if you can set it up monthly. And any amount is helpful. You know, the more we contribute, the more help Eileen can do. So, Eileen, I just want to thank you for all of your great help with the animals. And I hope that you can stay cool and calm and as quiet as possible for our 4th of July celebration coming up day after tomorrow. Are you all ready for that?
Yeah, I guess so. Tuesday and Wednesday is going to be really warm.
Yeah, we were talking about that. It looks like upper 80s at least.
And probably
in my neighborhood, we're supposed to hit the nines. So,
we're such weather wimps here and our plants also. So keep everybody watered and keep the fountains going for the birds and stay safe, everyone. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Yeah, and I promised Robbie we're going to get out his kiddie pool on Tuesday for the hot weather. So, all right, okay. Eileen, thanks so much for spending part of your Sunday morning with us here on Animal World, for all the great work that you do. Keep it up, and I look forward to chatting with you again in August.
Have a wonderful holiday, Martha. Thank you so much.
You too. Thank you. God bless, Eileen. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All righty. Let's take care of our advertisers and one more time in this hour, and then we'll come back and current events. I've actually got something to tell you about there. And then we'll talk about, you know, the next couple of days and how do we get our animals through all of this. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you feel overwhelmed by the people around you or the energies you encounter daily in today's world? When the drama and the emotions wear you down, it's important to have the tools to deal with the challenges life is bringing your way. And that's where Natasha Venter can help. Natasha is a medium and an intuitive personal awareness coach who is inspired to help those walking through the emotions and grief of today's energies. Visit Natasha's website, angelicclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and compassionate approach can help. That's angelicclarifications.com. There's no need to carry the load by yourself. Learn more at angelicclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are winding down the second hour of our extended 4th of July weekend edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we just heard from our wonderful folks, Natasha Venter. She is our communicator, medium, feng shui specialist, personal awareness coach, and she joins me the third Sunday of the month to do free readings and answer intuitively our questions and so forth. And boy, I'm already starting a list for her this month that I need to talk to her about. And you can check her out at her website, angelicclarifications.com, angelicclarifications.com. And she does podcasts twice a week, which you can access through her YouTube channel, Natasha Venter AC. And you'll find her live at 4 p.m. on Mondays and 4 p.m. on Wednesdays for those podcasts. And of course, she is available for private readings, and you can set that up by giving her a call, 360-770-7486, 360-770-7486. And then if you do something, well, let's see, with our sound healer, Jude Ponton, Whispering Dragon Center in her home in Shoreline, great location and phenomenal healing sessions. Boy, did I need her last week, and she fixed me right up. A few great videos on Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook or whispering-dragon.com, her website. And if you would like to schedule in person or remotely, give her a call at 206-706-2836. 206-706 2836. And remember that I'm an animal behavior therapist and trainer. And for the first time in, like, I can't remember I'm all caught up, so I'm available, and I would be delighted to talk to you or anybody you know that has problems with their dog friends. I always do a free, no obligation telephone evaluation, and I specialize in coming in, seeing you once, giving you an overall education about your dog. I teach people how to live with their own personal dogs for their own personal situations. I customize the whole thing, and I solve problems real fast. So if you'd like to chat with me or anybody you know has problems, give them my number, 360-217-7258. 360-217-7258. All righty. Good with all of that. And let's see, how about we start off and take care of current events? So let's see. I just told you about Natasha and how to reach her and all of that. I'll remind you about Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com, our best and energy codes gal. She is offering a free introductory session for anyone who calls or texts her at the number I'm going to give you. Take advantage of that, and working with you on the radio doesn't count. So if you haven't worked with her personally, you can get a free session. Linda Rasmussen, verticalenergyworldwide.com, and you can reach her at 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. All righty, let's see. And I think Positive Alliance. They are doing some great work over in Eastern Washington, and their Yakima County Spay and Neuter Community Cat Clinics will happen on Thursdays, July 13th and July 27th. If you are interested, go to Yakima Humane Society. Contact Yakima Humane Society and their spay and neuter clinic. And if you go to positivealliance.org, you'll find links to that stuff. And oh, Nathan, there's I got another bark in the park, but this is an official Mariners bark in the park. There you go. He's ready. Monday, July 17th.
July 17th. Ooh, I got a consider putting that in my calendar.
Well, that's the bark in the park at the big stadium downtown, and that's for the Mariners. Mm-hmm. I think that's above and beyond what Robbie and I want to do. However, I think you told us there's another Everett Aquasots bark in the park on August 1st.
There will be.
And so that's a definite consideration for me. But you'll have to let us know if you're going to go to the Monday the 17th. That's the bark in the park there. And then you know that Meow is now open Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday. So today from 1 to 5, if you would like to go adopt a kitty friend. And then remember, next week is our Healing Sunday with Dr. Nils Rasmussen and Linda Rasmussen. And you can call in for your free remote treatments. Last month, we were really busy and phone calls start to finish. So call in early and mark your calendar so you remember. All righty. Now let's, while we have a few minutes left, talk about we're rolling into 4th of July on Tuesday, and the first or a big concern for our animal friends, especially our dog friends, is going to be the heat, because the temperature's going up, and it's supposed to be mid-80s or above. So really important that you pay attention to what's going on heat-wise with your animal friends. And if you're going to events or parties or, you know, having them in sorts of things, make sure that you aren't taking your dog into a situation that's going to be life-threatening for them. You don't want to take them with you thinking that, oh, if I need to get them out of the way, I can just put them in the car. Well, on a 70-degree day, it only takes 10 minutes in the sun, even with the windows partially open, for the temperature to get high enough in the car to start cooking your dog. So that's not a good idea. If you keep your dog with you and you're going to do fireworks and stuff, I want you to keep in mind, well, first of all, if you're on concrete or asphalt, that sort of thing, take your shoes off. If it's too hot for your feet, it's too hot for your dog's feet. So you got to be aware of that. Now, then they get sunburned on their little noses, and then depending on their hair coat and coloring. So you might need a little doggy sunscreen or to make sure that you're aware of that. Want to make sure you have water available for your dog. And then the big thing is, if there's going to be fireworks going off, especially if you're doing them yourselves, firecrackers, the poppy things and all that kind of stuff, know that a lot of dogs are afraid of fireworks and run away from them. But then there's the group of dogs that, you know, you toss something like the firework, the dog's going to run after it and go to it. So if you have your dog, no matter how well behaved, no matter how trained, no matter how much experience they have, Aunt Martha says, keep your dog on a leash and keep them attached to you just in case, so you can prevent and avoid. I just saw pictures a few days ago of somebody tossing out a firecracker and the dog running right up to it to grab it. And that's just not a good thing. So be careful about that. Now, if you've got the right sales pitch, you can change the way your dog feels about almost anything. So if you were here earlier shows, let's see, the show you'd want to go back and listen to if you weren't here and you don't know what a jolly routine is, as an animal behavior therapist, it's one of the best tools I have in my toolbox. I picked this up from my mentor back in the 1980s, and it is phenomenal. And I taught you how to teach a jolly routine to your dogs so that when fireworks go off, you can do your jolly routine and keep your dog stable and start working at making them think that fireworks are great, or conditioning out the fears. If you didn't hear all of that, I obviously don't have time to do it again today. So you can go back to our audio archives. Go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on audio archives. You can go back to the June 18th edition. That was the third Sunday of June. I believe it was the third hour, Nathan, that I did the jolly routine education. At least if I remember correctly. And so you can go back and listen to that in the archives if you need to. But let's say you weren't there listening. So what you want to do, if you don't have any idea what a jolly routine is, you just got to have a high value food reward. I like string cheese is what I use. You could use little pieces of chicken or bacon or liver, a slice of a turkey hot dog can work, but you just want to have little pieces of food ready. And then whether or not you've laid any groundwork at all, fireworks go off, just get happy dog. Oh boy, cheese. Oh boy, bacon. Give him a treat. Oh boy, cheese. Oh boy, bacon. Give him a treat. And you'll be surprised, even without laying any groundwork, if you do that, it can make a huge difference. If your dog shows fear, the worst thing you can do is calm, soothe, and sympathize. Oh, calm down, honey. It's okay. It's just the 4th of July. I hate it too. It'll be over in a while. When you do that, you acknowledge the fear, you reward it, and you seed it deeper on an emotional level. So you as the leader have to set the appropriate example, make the positive association. If your dog's sensitive, get some mineral oil, baby oil, or oily ear ointment and put some in your dog's ears and then massage the base of the ear canal. The oil covers the eardrum and it seriously tamps down the sound. You can try a thunder shirt, can be helpful. Knowing all of that, at least you should be okay. Know that I've used jolly routines throughout my life with all kinds of animals. I do it with my kitties. It isn't as great. Kitties are a little smarter about this stuff than dogs. And but it can work very, very well if your timing is right. I've also done it with my horses. Bag of carrots out at the paddock every time fireworks. Oh boy, carrots. Oh boy, carrots. My horses used to think fireworks were fabulous. Anyway, so you can use it with all your animal friends. And go back to the June 18th show, listen to the third hour in the archives, and you can be refreshed on how to teach a jolly routine. And I think that covers all the bases. If by chance you run into dogs that are overheated, get them out of the heat. You do not want to put them in immediately into cold water. Cool them down with a wet towel over their head. Get it on their brain and their feet, and get them in the shade. And emergency help can be necessary. So I think we're good with all of that, Nathan.
Yeah, just had a quick question for you. Yeah. So somebody's just starting jolly routines and maybe looking for a treat. Mm-hmm. Or something to give to their dog, would maybe picking or just setting aside some of their kibbles from their dried dog food that they normally eat suffice? Or does it really need to be something special? Like for Abby, we get like those things we got at Bark at the Park. They have those bags with those little, mm-hmm. they're kibble sized, but you know, you can hand them to them. There's something a bit different and maybe more up.
Yeah, depends on the dog scale. And how much they like to eat and how much they like their food. If you got one of those dogs that goes absolutely goofy over any food, then a piece of their food, their dog food, would be okay. Most of the time, though, that's not a high value. Mm-hmm. You want your jolly routine food to be as high value as possible. So the more they like it, the more special it is. And if you're teaching the jolly routine, it would be a high value food reward that they never get any other time. For last minute, though, if we haven't taught the jolly routine, just like I just talked to my cousins last night and they just cooked a big steak. Well, they saved all the leftovers and chopped it up into little tiny pieces because they're babysitting their kid's French bulldog over the. So we had to talk about how they set it up for Josie and doing jolly routines. And all those little pieces of steak are going to come in handy because every time there's a firework at their house, it's going to be, oh boy, steak, oh boy, steak. You know, so Josie's going to come through the 4th of July thinking that the fireworks are great and they mean I get a piece of steak. Now, a food reward to be effective only needs to be large enough to taste. So we're not talking about giving them a whole T-bone. It's a tiny little piece. So does that make
like
it clear?
No smaller than a kibble?
Well, it can be as small as a kibble, but
no smaller than, I mean.
Yeah, probably. But large enough to taste. So, you know, a kibble-sized piece of food. That makes sense?
Cool.
All righty, we are good. So that means we are behind schedule here, but we got to fire up. We got to close down hour number two and fire up hour number three. And we do that, of course, by getting on the love train. We get our exercise in one more time, get the energies flowing for the day and the week. And remember, dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up on your feet. Join me on the love train. I'll cruise through and pick you up. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer. And after the love train, we'll talk to Seattle Dogs Homeless Program. So here we go with our energization prayer. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. Oh, eternal youth, the body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.